the first shiur on Simani Tarubes.
Yes.
We actually opened off the Shulchan Aruch. It's about time. It's about time. Because we are definitely trying to keep a good pace here. And this is going to be the first one of Shulchan Aruch. And as, if you recall from Elzman, I mentioned that once we start doing the actual Simani of Shulchan Aruch, the goal of the Chabur is to provide the background to the Shmaitza that we've shown him, as well as the analysis and any hisbeir that we can give. But more importantly, at the very end, there's going to be an added layer, an added step to the Chabura, where we're actually going to go to Psak Halacha and show how we paskin in the Tor, in the Beis Yosef, in the Mechaber, and the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah. As much as we can, whatever is applicable, we'll show how we paskin. This way we see how it flows from the Sugya all the way down to Shulchan Aruch. So that's going to be the main agenda. And if you look at the Gemara Makomos today, at the very end, I added a whole section called Psak Halacha. This kind of gears you to what you have to come away with from each simen and each sif, which will help you for the test, will help you for the faher, and will help you to the malad and raise. Right, Mayor?
Of course.
Okay. Fine. So this first sugya, now we're not going to be able to hit every single highlight of each simen. So we're going to, the kids are choose the main highlights that I feel are necessary for the background. So the first highlight of sif aleph is going to be the ne'emanus of a kfela. So Gemara Chulin Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph brings down Ravin Bar Rav Ada, who says that he once encountered a kilchis be'ulfis. He once had some kind of dag shel iser, Rashi says, and this dag shel iser was cooked with meat, and he wanted to know, may I eat and consume this tarovas? So they brought it to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said, give this tarovas to a kfeila, give it to a goyish kfeila. And they tasted it. The kfeila said he doesn't taste anything. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to be so mech, you're allowed to accept the opinion of a guy in terms of detecting whether or not there's nesinas tam in this tarovas. So based on this, Rava comes along and he paskins. He says, based on Rabbi Yochanan, I was always bothered. How are you ever able to taste and detect whether or not there's taste in the tarovas? Let's say we're not using shishim. We want to actually use a person. How do we ever do it? Now that Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish, that you're allowed to use a guy, now that's the halacha. If you have a kedera, let's say that was cooked with basar, and now you put chalav inside this kedera, and you cooked it, and now you want to know whether the bliyas of basar were nosing tam into the chalav, you're allowed to give it to a guy to taste and see, do you taste meat or not? Or says Rava, in general, anytime you have a min be'eno mino, where it's two different tastes, and it's shel iser, you can give it to a guy, he'll taste the tarovas. If he detects it, then you can't eat it. If he says it doesn't detect anything, you have a right to accept his opinion, and you're allowed to taste the tarovas by all min be'eno mino de isura. If it's min be'eno, so practically speaking, the guy won't help you, because he can't taste anything. But by min be'eno mino, he's able to be accepted. Okay, so the big question becomes, though, and this is the kushya of the sugya itself, this is the heart of the sugya, the big question becomes, this is asked by Tosos himself on Tzadi Zayim and Aleph, Divrei Masal Samchinan. We have a principle of Eid Echa Nem V'Yisurin, but that's only true by Yidin. By a Yid, you have an ability to be Somech on a Yid by Eid Echa Nem V'Yisurin, based on that principle. But when it comes to Goyim, we have an added Chashash. A Goy, in general, we have a Chashash Meshaker. It's very possible and plausible even that a Goy will lie straight to the Yid's face, maybe to be machshel him in order to make sure that, yeah, there's no taste in here, but really there is taste of iser. So we should have a chashash mishaker that a guy should not be ne'eman. On what basis is Rav Yochanan and Rav paskining that you can be you can accept the opinion of a guy when it comes to a tarobes? By Eid Echa Nem V'Yisurin, that's true, but that's only a principle by a yid. A yid, the Moser Haskel, doesn't lie. We don't have any chashash mishaker by a yid. A yid is honest. When it comes to a guy, though, there's a chashash meshaker. So on what basis is this ne'emanus being established? How are we accepting the opinion of a guy? Why are we concerned that he's lying straight to our face? And if he is, and he's telling us there's no tam, we are mamish eating nevels and trefels every day by accepting this guy. So to answer this question, we have a three-way machlokish rishonim, precisely what exactly is the koach of this ne'emanus stemming from. Three approaches in the Rishonim. The first approach is Tosus and Tzadi Zayin, the same Tosus that we just quoted, along with the Ran and Lama Dalid, and they say the following. They say that if you looked at the Gemara itself, and I was vague when I said it, The Gemara said the word kfela. Now, what is a kfela? Says Tosfos, that's not an incidental, coincidental reference to or a derogatory term for a guy. It's a gayisha kfela, a kfela arama. What's a kfela? A kfela is a professional baker, says Rashi, or a professional chef. He's a professional. So says Tosfos, that's the kunz. If you have a stam guy who's telling you that there's no taste, of course you can't believe him. Chashash v'shaker, stam guy off the street, there's no question you can't believe him. But if you have a professional chef who's a guy, he has a position, he has a parnasa, he has a job position, he has a restaurant, and all of his consumers are relying on him for his professional expertise, his professional prowess in terms of tasting and culinary expertise, and now he's giving you a false statement, well, if it gets back to his consumers, he's going to lose out on a lot of his customers in his restaurant. So says Tosfos, that's the reason why we are believing a guy, because of Shelo Yafsid Umnaso. A guy has an added motivation to tell you the truth because he doesn't want to lose Parnasa. He doesn't want to lose any Hefsid Mammon. And so says Tosfos, according to this, it's Bedafka. The Gemara in saying Kfela is Bedafka. There's no other way of doing it. You can't ask a stam guy. He has to be a professional chef, because if he's a professional chef, he doesn't want to jeopardize his position in his job or his restaurant, and he's going to tell you the truth. Very simple. But according to Tosfos, it's very clear, and the Ran, it's bedavka a professional. Kfela is bedavka for a professional chef. That's approach number one. Comes along the Rashba in approach number two, and he says, maskim, it's true. If you were to ask a guy for his opinion, then you're right, it has to be a professional. But even stam bnei adam are also ne'eman. But we have a different mode of ne'emanus, which is what many of you have seen already, Messiah lefitumo. If the guy in casual conversation, he's talking to you about the weather, he's talking to you about this taroves, and he says, wow, it's not so meaty, I expected it to be more meaty, or I expected it to taste this, I expected it to taste that, and I don't. And he just, in casual conversation, happenstance conversation, tells you, wow, it's 70 degrees in November, and also this taroves tastes very bland. So you have a right to accept his opinion, because there's no chashash v'shaker. And now, this is also Musar Haskel, that not only by Yidin do we say that we're not choshesh for sheker, but a guy, in general, if you were to ask him, then we have a chashash m'shaker. But the human default position of a person, a human being, doesn't lie. So if the guy is just speaking casually, and he's not being asked his opinion, he's just speaking casually, we can assume that stam bnei adam are saying the truth. So says the Rashba, you're going to ask on me, the Gemara said kfela, a professional. He said, you're right. That's one track. If you're asking a guy for his opinion and he knows he's being accepted, so now it better be a chef, a professional chef, similar to Tosos' Mahalach, that you need Shelo Yafsid Umnaso, so you don't want him to jeopardize his position. But, and that's why the Gemara was telling you that option. But if you're not asking his opinion, you're just speaking to him in conversation casually, then Messiah Levitumo also works. So according to the Rashba, it's either or. If you ask someone the opinion, the guy, then he has to be a professional. If you're not asking him his opinion, then as long as it's casual conversation, happenstance conversation, you can accept his testimony, his assessment of the Tarovas. And so it comes out, we have a machlokes. Both Tosfos and the Rashba agree that Shelo Yafsid Umnaso is an option, but as opposed to Tosfos, who held that it's dafka a kfela, dafka a professional, only jeopardizing his position is going to allow us to accept his opinion. The Rashba is offering an alternative mahalach. He also relies on Messiah Lefitumo. Messiah Lefitumo is also a viable ne'emanus. You have two options in the Rashba, either this or that. Tosfos would say, no, Messiah Lefitumo never works. Only a professional chef. Atkan, very pashut. Two shitas, where the ne'emanus is coming from. Now comes the third shita. This is the one to wake you guys up. I shared with someone the Brisker Rav. Who did I share it with? Johnny? The Brisker Rav? Okay, I'll say it a different time. A Maisa. I'll tell you the Maisa at the end. I don't want to lose everyone right now. But a Maisa, that when he was giving a shir, and he didn't see any hispilus from the Talmidim. So he said that the Briskers are always give glatt svaras. So he said that when he's on the train, and he's looking at the different landscapes in Brisk, so when it's flat lands and grasslands, no one comes to the window to look. But when there's like hills and mountains and canyons and forests, then everyone comes to look. So he says, I'm giving shiur right now and I see that no one's being misfal. That must mean I'm giving a very glatt, straightforward svara. A glatt emistic asvar. If I was giving you, if you guys were all being very like into it, that must mean I'm just fluffing it up. And I'm adding fireworks just for the sake of fireworks. But if everyone's just like simply listening, that means it's a simple straight shot. Okay, so we have two shitas. We have Tosfos who says Dafka Chef Shalo Yafsidum Naso, jeopardizing his business position. Rashba is giving us either or. Nesiach Nefitumo or Chef. Comes along the third shita. This is the Pliadika shita. Comes along the third shita, which is the shita's harash, Zayin Chafhei, and this is Alpi the Prisha. Many of you saw that in Osvav, in the Tor Beis Yosef Mamar Komos. And in those Mamar Komos, the Prisha learns that, come on. That was good, no? So the Prisha learns in the Rush. The Rush says the following. That was a good face, though. You gave a very nice poker face. I have to give you that credit. So the Rush says the following. The Rush says, Kfela, Perush Nachto. The definition of a Kfela is a professional baker. Okay? Then the Rush goes on to say that why is he Neman, as opposed to in Goyim or Chashash Meshaker, says the Rush, because of Mesiach Lefitumo. So says the Prisha and the Taz. The Rush is certainly not Shita number one of Tosfos, Shalo Yafsidum Nos, a professional chef, because he clearly just said Mesiach Lefitumo. Tosfos rejects Mesiach Lefitumo. Mesiach Lefitumo is never an option. But don't tell me he's like the Rashba who allows for either or, because the Rosh is a halacha sefer. And if he tells you that kfeila means a nachtum, he's not just giving you translations. He's telling you that that's necessary. If the Rosh is telling you that you need a professional, that means it's necessary. So says the Prisha and the Taz, the Rosh and the Yesh Machmirim and the Rashba, who spell this out explicitly in Torah Sabayis, hold of both conditions. You need both. You need, number one, Mesiach Lefitumo, casual conversation, but you also need him to be a professional chef. So it comes out, we have three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The first one, Tosfos Shalo Yafsidum Naso, professional chef. Rashba, either or, Mesiach Lefitumo or professional chef. Now comes the third Shita and says, no, you need both. You need both conditions. You need Mesiach Lefitumo and you need him to be a professional chef. The question becomes, and this is probably Shia's question, even though you're raising your hand, but this is a question becomes, wait, I think I know your question also. Okay. The question becomes the following. This is a Pleiadika Shita, because Rabbeinu Gershom really brings this up primarily, but Rabbeinu Gershom says the following Kasha on Shita number 3, and this is really going to open up the door for what the Hesber Machlokis is between the first set of Rishonim and this third Shita who needs both conditions. And says Rabbeinu Gershom, who's Rabbeinu Gershom? If anyone noticed, in the parentheses of the Shach?
Father-in-law.
Very good. How'd you know his father-in-law? Mem Vav Ches is?
Mor
Vechami. So this is the father-in-law, the Shver of the Shach. Okay? He presents this Chakira. And it's in parentheses in the Shach. But this is going to be Mazvir, these two Shitas. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, Yesh Lachkor. Up until now, I think most of us assumed that the what Chazal needed in order to accept the opinion of the guy in telling us that there's no tam in this taroves is a nanmanus, a believability, credibility. As long as he's credible and we know that there's no chashash mishaker, credibility, that will suffice to give us an accurate taste test that there's no taste in this taroves. He says, though, if you work with that side, that the only thing Chazal needed in assessing this guy is chashash meshaker. Just take him out of sheker. We know that he's telling us the truth. If it's only a question of integrity and believability, then this third shita makes no sense. Because once you're telling me that he has mesiach lefitumo, he has casual conversation, and he is not meshaker based on that, so there are two problems. Why would you need a second degree of believability to establish his integrity? We need him to also be a professional chef. What was wrong with Mesiach Lefitumo? Mesiach Lefitumo is a valuable, valid reason for his nemanus, as we saw from the first two shitas. Why all of a sudden is this third shita requiring another degree to solidify his believability? We already have integrity from him. He said it Mesiach Lefitumo. He told us the weather, he told us the tarogas. Why should we not believe him? And more compelling, and this is the real kasha, the first one you can argue with maybe, but the second kasha, which is the Rabbeinu Gershom's real compelling kasha, is that it's counterintuitive. If he's Messiah lefi tumo, and that's his believability, then how can you add another degree of ne'emanus based on shelo yafsid umnaso? They are counter opposites. The whole second ne'emanus of shelo yafsid umnaso, jeopardizing his business position, is predicated on the fact that you're asking his opinion. He knows that he's being asked his opinion. He knows that people are going to be listening to his opinion. He's being relied upon. If he's being asked, then he better say the right, he's better say the MS. But if he's doing it Messiah lefi tumo, that's gufa the opposite. He's saying it casually. He's gufa not being asked. If he's just saying it casually, then you dafka are not asking him his opinion. So don't tell me that the second, the need for a kfela, a professional chef, is to add more believability. Because you can't even accomplish that. If he's saying it casually, Messiah lefi tumo, then there's no way to even trigger that believability based on the fact that he's jeopardizing his position. Because he'll never know that he's jeopardizing his position because he's never being asked. He's just saying it casually. If you're going to try to tell me that the reason why he has to be a professional is because he's jeopardizing his position, but what do you mean? He's not being asked. The whole point of Messiah lefi tumo is that it's casual. Hear the kasha? Go ahead.
So the question is actually something else, actually. So the run itself. Run about the run. Run itself just says, it's not trying to fail. It was only on the run. So why did you put it in the first place?
Only a professional chef.
He says no shyness on kfeila. Question on the manus. That's the right.
No, he says professional chef. He has to be a kfeila because shalol yasu. Because shalol yasu. Yeah.
No, but it's not shy. No, but
he's not giving a kfeila.
But before the run, if he had the manus already, you don't give kfeila in theory. Tosfos like that though. Tosfos says
no. Tosfos is not saying a kfeila too much. Okay. Let's just summarize the text. So yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
His position.
Okay, that's a very good point. Gilad's making a nice point. Maybe that's Meir's and Johnny's point. That you're right. You don't have to ask him his opinion. Maybe you can taina. Shalol yasud umnaso also generates an emunas merely by the fact that he knows he has a position. He's not being asked, but he knows that he is a baker on the street. People know him as a baker. If this ever leaks out, he'll get nailed. That could be a possibility. Rabbeinu Gershom feels that that's not pashup shat. Pashup shot is, this is Rabbeinu Gershom's stance, this is what we're going to go with. Rabbeinu Gershom holds that if you're going to tell me, first of all, his first kasha is, you don't need 2 degrees of believability.
That's not a good question either. You should say he holds at a higher level of Ne'amanus.
But once you have Ne'amanus based on the Siyach Levituma, why should you need another degree of Ne'amanus? You have it from the Siyach Levituma.
No, Rosh Hashanah holds you need a higher level.
No, because you're saying that really the Siyach Levituma is just a quasi-Ne'amanus.
It's complementing the...
Well, what do you mean? It's complementing it, but you have a full-fledged Ne'amanus.
There's no such thing as full-fledged Ne'amanus. He holds you need another thing. You have a higher level of Ne'amanus.
Okay, so there is an Achron that mentions that possibility. There is an Achron in Prima Gadol, I believe mentions that possibility. But the Rabbeinu Gershom holds that would be a little bit schwer, a little dochak. If we see two groups of Rishonim holding that Messiah Lefi Tumo is, sorry, the second, the Rashba, holding that Messiah Lefi Tumo is a viable Ne'amanus, then that should be a viable Ne'amanus for everyone. We already see from the Gemara Baba Basra and Baba Kama Kuf Yudalad that we always believe in Siyach Levituma, except for Edith Isha.
Tosfos doesn't hold to that here, right? That's not the way he understands the Gemara.
He doesn't hold Siyach Levituma. But once you're holding a Siyach Levituma, like the Rashba, why would you need another degree of Ne'amanus? Okay, this is Rabbeinu Gershom's. Okay, I hear it. You can fact fake on this point. But that's Rabbeinu Gershom's. This is, we're going with how Rabbeinu Gershom and the Taz and the Prisha understand the need for two. Why do you need two? So Meir and a few of you are mentioning that maybe it's for Ne'amanus. And we can answer both kashas by saying that really Messiah Lefi Tumo is quasi, and we need another Ne'amanus to solidify it, like Ben Zaken was saying. Okay? And to answer the second question of it's counterintuitive, Gilad wants a taina that maybe the fact that he knows he's a professional is enough. You don't have to actually ask his opinion. Okay? These are two pikpukim that you can make. But Rabbeinu Gershom is clearly, if you look at the Shach, Hilly does not hold of these two pikpukim. He holds, this is what we're going to go with, just for the sake of this analysis. Rabbeinu Gershom holds that the second need for kfeila, for a professional, according to the third shita, cannot be because of ne'emanus. It has to be for a different reason. And that's how he's going to go, and we're going to see it's going to actually come up in a halacha. That's where I want to go and steer it in this direction for the sake of this halacha. So Rabbeinu Gershom says as follows. That was all one side. That it's based on believability and credibility. If you go with credibility, then only one should be sufficient. Messiah Lefi Tumo should be sufficient. barring Meir, speak Bukim and Gilat. But says the Rabbeinu Gershom, another viable tzad, this is also very mistaber, that perhaps the third shita holds that Chazal needed to accept the Goy's opinion, not just based on believability, but based on reliability. Reliability contains two factors. One factor is, like we've been saying up until now, integrity. You have to make sure he's saying the truth, he's not being mishanker. But reliability also conveys the fact that he has to be telling us an accurate assessment. It's true, he can be the biggest emistika person in the world. He's honest, he's integral, he's saying everything right. But maybe he's not an expert. Maybe he doesn't have the right tools. Maybe he's not such a culinary expert in detecting taste. So says Rabbeinu Gershom, you know why the third shita needs him to be a professional chef? Not betoras ne'emanus, not betoras an added degree of believability, but rather because we want him to be a professional. We want him to be an expert. We want him to have expertise. We want accuracy. So we need reliability. It's not just to believe him, but we need to rely on him. We need to actually believe and assume that he's saying an accurate assessment. You can have a tzaddik gomer telling you the MS all from today to tomorrow, but if he's faulty, if he doesn't have the proper education, proper tools and culinary arts, then maybe he's not going to tell us an accurate assessment. So says Rabbeinu Gershom, this third shita who requires both factors, number one, Messiah Tafitumo, and number two, a professional chef, a kfela, is really coming from two different factors, two different criteria. The first one is integrity, believability. That's satisfied with Messiah Tafitumo. And the second one is coming from professional chef. It's not coming from added solidification of an emunis. It's coming from expertise. We want to make sure that he's accurate in his assessment of this tarobes. So one second. So it comes out that we have a major machlokish rishonim here. Either way, even the feed mayors, Mahalach and Gilad, we have a major machlokish rishonim here. According to the first group of rishonim, Tosos and the Rashba, all you need for a guy to be accepted, his opinion to be accepted, is believability, credibility. Give him ne'emanus. How do we engender that ne'emanus? So we had a machlokis. Tosos held through shelo yasidum naso, through jeopardizing his position. And the Rashba said that would be okay, but also you can equally do Messiah Lefituma. That's just in the world of believability. But now comes the third shita, Alpi the Prisha, and Alpi the Rabbeinu Gershom, not like Meir, not like Gilad. A second, another mahalach within the third shita, which is that we have two criteria. We need to establish his integrity. That's Messiah Lefitumo. And we also have to establish his accuracy, his expertise. And that's why we need a professional chef. So just to formulate that second side, the way I refer to it, you can use a different word if you think is a better word, is reliability. Reliability is not just a question of integrity, it also conveys the fact that we want to make sure that he's being accurate. You're relying on his opinion. You're accepting his opinion. It has to be reliable. That adkan is the machlokas we have in the Rishonim. Go ahead.
I feel like this will be addressed, but the third sheet is cholik on the first sheet that holds that Messiah Bitumo is a good form, that kfeila is a good form of credibility. Meaning he's saying that once you're a kfeilim, you have that reliability, but you still need the extra form of Messiah Bitumo because that's not a viable form of credibility.
Right, I mean, he's not holding up Shlomo Yasu Nasa, you're saying.
Yeah,
that was the whole point. Yeah, you were tying it in. The fact that he's a professional himself may give it to him. Yeah, you're right. The third shita is saying the ne'emanis, the integrity, the honesty, is coming from Messiah Lefituma. In that regard, he's like the Rashba, not like Tosos. In terms of why you need a kfela, he's not doing it for jeopardizing his position, but rather for expertise. Bottom line, factual machlokas Rishon that we have now is, do you need expertise when it comes to a te'imas kfela, te'imas gut? According to the first group of Rishonim, no. All you need is ne'emanus, believability. According to the third shita, the Yesh Machmirim, you need, besides for ne'emanus, you also need to have an expertise in this halacha. L'may nafkamina. So this comes to the nafkamina that we come, which actually has practical applications of the halacha. Nafkamina is a Yisrael. The Gemara brings down in Tzadi Zayin, the Torah of Bias, the Rashba is medayik this, that let's say we have a Mimbeino Mino Tarovis of Heter. Let's say you have a Keder that was Nisbashel but Truma, and now you put Chulin inside, and you want to know if there's a taste of Truma. So I don't have to jump to a guy to ask. I can just ask a Kohen. Even if there is a taste of Truma, the Kohen can take the risk. A Kohen's allowed to have Truma. So says the Gemara, give it to a Kohen in order to detect whether or not it has a taste of Truma. And if it doesn't, the Kohen can tell you to the Yisrael, you can taste it. It's chulin. It's fine. There's no taste of Truma in here at all. There's no tam at all. So min b'mein amino deheteira. When there's no iser, you give me to Yisrael. So this is Tali on Arishayla. If you hold, like the first tzad, that the need for a guy to be accepted is only based on integrity, it's only based on believability, then a Stam Yisrael has, is Ne'eman. We have Erech HaNe'eman B'Yisur. We don't have a Chashash Meshaker when it comes to a Yid. So this Kohen who's tasting it for you wouldn't have to be a professional chef. As long as he's tasting it, he's a yid. He has a basic ne'emanis from Erech HaNe'eman B'Yisurin. We don't need him to be a professional. But if you and the Rashba Taka says leshitase that look, if you look at the Gemara itself, mibedaktik. The Gemara never says kfeila when it comes to a kohen. All the Gemara says is kohen. So says the Rashba leshitase. I hold that all you need is ne'emanis, believability, and a yid is automatically Ne'eman, so that's why the Gemara Dafka changed gears. The Gemara said by a guy, you need a Kfela, because we need Ne'emanus of Mis. But here, all you need is a regular Yisrael. You don't need a professional, because you don't need expertise. There's no need for expertise. Masha'enkin, Lefi, the Shita number 3, who says that there's the need for a Kfela, professional, is for expertise, so this Kohen would have to be a Kfela. And then Echnami would be on the Shikol Tzarechian. The Shter Chita would have to, I guess, be Matzcha the Gemara and say, Lav Dafka. Maybe the Gemara means a Kohen that's a Kfela. But Echnami, Shita number 3, Ledina, would have to hold that this Kohen, this Yisrael, a Yisrael would have to taka be a professional. And this is actually brought down Lehalacha. The Shach brings this Machlokas Rishonim, and he brings down the Machlokas Achronim inside Yiches. The Shach is in Sifkat and Hay. The Shach brings down a Nafkamina, Le'inyan, Yisrael nowadays, between the Bach and the Levush. The Bach holds that we are Maimon Yisrael, and the Levush holds that we're not Maimon Yisrael. And if you look at the Shach, you adopt it carefully, it's totally on this Nikuda. The Bach is holding that Yisrael is believed, because he's no Chashash Meshaker. The Levush is saying, though, you need expertise. So a Stam Yisrael would not work. You need a professional chef of the Yisrael, because he needs expertise. He needs the accuracy to tell you properly that there's no taste in this tarugas. And this is not the Miladina. You look at the Piskei Tshuvas, the Shach brings also a case. Let's say, for example, you have basar that was cooked with vegetables, and now you want to eat this tavshil with milk. Are you allowed to give it to a Yisrael, a Stam Yisrael, your friend in the cafeteria upstairs? Are you allowed to give it to your friend to taste? Can you tell me if this is fleishiks or not? If he doesn't taste fleishiks, would you be able to use that with milk or not? Tali on this shayla. Or for example, if it's the 9 days and you're not allowed to have meat, and again, you have, what? No, toch shavu shechaldo, and you want to know if this tavshil, this taruves is meat, it's flesh, so you can you give it to Yisrael or not? It'll be tali on this nekuda. Do you need an expert, or just any Yisrael would work? If the ability to accept a guy is based on his expertise as well, you need a professional, then even a Yisrael would not work. But if it's just a question of Ne'emanus, then a Yisrael is Ne'eman. So this is a nafkamina ledina, and also a practical application that comes out of it, lehalacha, that the Shach brings down. Yes?
Okay, who does the Shach call the Levush?
Aterzav.
Thank you.
Okay.
Why can't you say that? I understand the nafkamina, but why can you say that this is a special din by a guy that they would need both of these criteria? But it doesn't necessarily, because for whatever reason,
the expertise though is a general star for everyone.
That's the nafkamina, whether you understand it the way that you explained it or the way that you say that Gilad and I said it. If you just say it's a higher level of nafkamina that you need, so then you can see that the
Yeah.
already has that.
Right.
If you explain it differently, that you need this reliability Yeah. idea, so
expertise,
then it would,
then it would not work for Israel. He's asking even more.
You only need
expertise.
Expertise
is not
by a guy,
no,
because they don't have
but
that
expert
same
is the same guy in the same year is going to the same college, same culinary courses. Every human being needs to have the expertise. You need to learn the tools. If culinary art was part of Torah Kedusha, so now you can ask on me, Yistakel Baraisa Bara Alma, so if I learn a lot of Torah, then I should have culinary expertise? Okay, that's a stomach. I don't know if you like that. That's a stomach. I don't know. That's a kasha. Fine. So now let's do the last shlav, which is important, the psak halacha of how we paskin. We'll try to do this a little bit quicker because it's already 5:30, but I want to get to a very important point in the Ramah. So the psak of the Torah brings down both dayas. He brings down the Rashba Shita first. He brings down that you can do either or. You can be either do a kfela based on Shol Yasir Naso or Mesiach Lefitumo. That's effective for believability. He brings the Rashba. And then he brings the Yesh Machmir, Shita number 3, who says that you need both. And then he says a very cryptic line. He says, well, not so cryptic. He says, V'chein Kasav Adoni Avia Rosh. Now this is very important because the Rosh is the Torah's father. So however the Rosh is going to take a stand to this Machlokas is going to l'chor be part of a Psak Halacha that we need for Beis Yosef, etc. So this is subject to a Machlokas. Like you saw in the Marmar Komos, the Prishav and the Taz both hold that when the Torah says V'chein Kasav Adoni Avia Rosh, he say the Yesh Machmir need both. V'chein Kasav Arash. The Rosh needs both. So that's a pretty big shita, a big chumrah. The Torah is coming out, paskining, like his father, the Rosh, that you need both. The Beis Yosef says, not so fast. If you look at the Rosh, if you look at the Torah himself very carefully, he adds a few more words. And he goes on to say that you have to make sure he's Mesiach Lefituma. So the Beis Yosef says, why did the Torah have to add that extra word in the Rosh? Bechein Kasav Adoni Rosh, he has to also be Mesiach Lefituma. Just say Bechein Kasav Adoni Rosh. Shita number 3 needs both. Bechein Harosh. What's this added word? You have to be Mesiach Lefituma. So says the Beis Yosef, the Torah was trying to convey to you that it's not so clear in the Rosh what he holds. Is it like the Rashba? Or is it like the Yesh Machmirim who need both? And so says the Beis Yosef, this is very important in Hilchos Psak, the Beis Yosef says, based on the fact that I was able to be matche the Rosh, and I'm showing you that the Torah doesn't hold that the Rosh holds of both, but rather the Rosh is maybe holding like the Rashba, now says the Beis Yosef, I'm going to paskin in my Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Aleph, Tanichas Aleph, that because it's not so clear that the Rosh argues on the Rashba, and there are other Rishonim who don't hold of Shita number 3, I, says the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, I'm paskining like the Rashba. You can be makel to paskin like the Rashba, because even the Rosh is not so clearly against, is not holding like Shita number 3, because of the way he read it. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Aleph, like the Rashba, if you look at the Shach there, the Mechaber says that you can give it to a Goy, an Akum, Mesiach Lefitumo, and the Shach says, but Enechanami, if it was a Kfela, you can also do that option. You can do a professional option, either one, either Mesiach Lefitumo, like the Rashba, or Kfela Shelo Yafsidum Naso. That's how the Mechaber paskins. Now, what about the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah? Is this too much if I do the Darkei Moshe and Ramah? Because there's one more. Let's do it, okay? Spend a lot of time on this one. So let's just give me 5 more minutes, okay? But hold cup. I need you just for 5 minutes. If you forgot everything beforehand, don't. But this is the 5 minutes I need you for, okay? We'll hold cup on this one. This is going to be a chazar of everything, but it's a beautiful cheshbon. Comes along the Darkei Moshe. I'll take it off the wall. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, and he brings the auger. Shitas ha-auger. The auger says a very interesting thing. He says, Lo matzinu b'midina senu, that we rely on an akum. We don't find it anywhere nowadays that we rely on a guy at all. And so the Ramah brings this shitas ha'agar, and he paskins this lehalacha. The Ramah in Tariches Aleph at the very end, after the Mechaber says, yeah, we can rely, comes along the Ramah, and he paskins like this in the the Ramah, that nowadays we don't rely on an akum. Careful. We don't rely on an akum to taste our tarogosis. You always need shishim. You never rely on an akum. So Rekiva Eger and a lot of the Achron are bothered. What happened to all our shitas? Shita number 1, shita number 2, shita number 3. Why isn't the Ramah using any of them? Why is he completely ignoring all the shitas in Rishonim? And he's paskining, you can never use an akum. It's a Befer Shikamara. We have 3 shitas in Rishonim. Give me even the most chomer tikka shita. Give me any shita. Why are you telling me completely to ignore the shitas harishonim? So Rekiv Eger says as follows. Maybe you'll tell me that the reason why the Ramah held this way is because he held that nowadays we no longer are experts in te'ima. Maybe you'll tie into that. But says the Rekiv Eger, that's impossible. Because if you look at the Ramah, he says you cannot rely on an akum. We just finished saying that if it's a question of expertise, he should have not even relied on Yisrael. No one. He should have said we don't rely on Yisrael, on any team of Bichlal. And that's exactly what the Shach is the Daik from the Ramah. You can rely on Yisrael to feed the Ramah. So says the Riki Vega, don't tell me that he wants expertise nowadays. He doesn't need expertise. It's clear from the Ramah he doesn't need expertise because he allows for Yisrael. So why is he not accepting any of the Shitas? Says the Riki Vega, because the Ramah is being machmir misafik. He doesn't know how to paskin. He's being machmir misafik. And watch this. He says, if you make give the guy and you make him a professional chef and you want to rely on Shitas number one of Tosfos, that he's not going to jeopardize his position and you want to rely on Tosfos, but maybe the halacha is not like Tosfos. Maybe we paskin like Shita number three that needs bedavka mesiach lefituma. He needs the ne'emanis to stem specifically from mesiach lefituma, not from shelo yasidum nasa. And if you want to give him mesiach lefituma, you want to give him the tarobas and just wait for his casual conversation and rely on Shita number three or the Rashba Shita number two, you can't do that because Tosfos didn't hold of that. He didn't hold of mesiach lefituma. So either way you slice it, you can't rely on it. Oh, so what about option number three? Just make him both. Make him both. Make him a kfela, a professional chef, and ask him mesiach lefituma. So comes along with Kivi Eger and says, don't say like Gilad. Don't say like Meir Solomon. Why? Because we're going to be choshesh for the Shita of Rabbeinu Gershom. And he says, you can't do both because they're counterintuitive. If you have him a mesiach lefituma and a professional chef, you're not going to gain anything from making him a professional chef because the added ne'emanis is going to be not true. If it's done casually, you're not able to ask him his opinion to make sure that his position is jeopardized. You're not able to do that. So says Rekiv Eger, the Ramah was machmir misafik on all shitas, and therefore the Ramah and the Agur Paskin, we don't rely on a Ta'ima at all. Good Shabbos.